Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is April 17th, 2015. It's Friday, thank God it's Friday. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I'm going to be speaking about small talk. This is episode 66 of the Follow English Podcast. And I'm going to be answering the question, what is small talk? And I'm going to be giving you some insights on how to approach it, how to deal with it. So this is especially important for people doing business in English. So what exactly is small talk? Well, small talk is informal conversation that you have with business contacts whenever you're traveling. Sometimes, or not only when you're traveling, but when you're talking with business contacts from different companies, that might become especially difficult if you are talking to someone from a different country. Because if you're talking with someone from your own city, that might be much easier because then you know all the cultural, aspects of the conversation, what you should talk about, what you shouldn't talk about. So it becomes much easier. It becomes extremely difficult when you don't know how to approach the conversation. You don't know if you should actually talk about something else other than the business, other than the deal itself, other than the project that you're involved in. So talking about the project or about the company or either your company or your business contact's company or talking about the deal, this is not small talk. Small talk is when you have informal conversation about different topics. First, let's establish when you might want to have more informal conversation. When you're not sitting at a table in a meeting, for instance, when you are when you go out for a business lunch or dinner, when somebody picks you up at the airport or at the train station in your in the car, or so you don't want to go straight down to business and start talking about the deal itself. You want to have some informal conversation in showing how friendly you are. Or also in a coffee break, during a coffee break, in some sort of event or trade fair, if you're not, if you're there just walking around and you meet someone, that might be an interesting approach, you know. So small talk is very important, it's necessary. When you are doing business with other people, especially it might become especially tricky if you are dealing with people from different countries. So, well, the first, then I'm going to give you a list of possible topics, and I'm going to discuss these topics briefly. So, one of the most common small talk topics would be talking about the office or the company. When I mean talking about the company, I mean talking about company history. So you are doing business with someone, and then you ask this person about the company history. So when did your company start, or how did it start? Was it a family business, or how did you grow, or when did you move into international markets? Or so talking about how the company developed, and asking questions, you know, and demonstrating interest. This would be the most common small talk, and the safest in a way, because then you're not talking about the project itself, you're not talking about the deal itself, but you're talking about the company. It's still business in a way. Some other topics that you could use, and I'm going to go from, let's say, from safe topics into more dangerous topics, and then moving on to more dangerous topics. One very safe topic is talking about the weather, because the weather is something that you can always talk about. And of course, especially if you are outside or if you are in the car or something like that, you can ask questions like, is it always like this? Is the weather always like this around here? Or do you get cold winters? Or is it hot and sunny in the summer? I don't know. Asking some questions about the weather would be a good icebreaker, would be a good way to start your conversation. Talking about sports is another, sports is another very common small talk topic. What team do you root for? If you know that there are teams, or asking about sports in a more general way, like do you follow any sports, or like for instance, in the United States you have baseball, hockey, you have a number of different sports, basketball, and you might ask whether your business contact follows any of those. And then if they, what team they root for, and if they actually go to the events and things like that. Culture is also a very, of course, sport is also part of the culture, but then culture, when I say culture here, I mean talking about some traditions, some traditions from that region or from the country itself. Like here in Brazil, for instance, a lot of people know Brazil is famous for its carnival. So you might want to ask people about carnival. In fact, I'm not very keen on carnival celebrations and things like that, but that's often a common ground. So small talk, the art of small talk, let's say, it's all about finding a common ground, because once you have found a common ground, oh, this guy likes sports, or he or she likes traveling, then you can explore that topic and you can go deeper into that topic, especially if it's something that you also like doing. So finding a common ground is really the key to successful small talk. But some other topics then, travel, of course, places you have visited, especially if you have been to that country before. So you could talk about earlier experiences you've had in that country. For instance, if you go to Germany and you have been there before on vacations, you can talk about the places you visited, the cities, the museums, the tourist attractions that you enjoyed. And depending on the reaction of your business contact, then you can keep going, or you can change topics. Food is also a very common topic for small in terms of small talk. In this case, obviously, if you're having a business lunch, you can also say, "Wow, do you eat this kind of food here? Is it common to eat this? Is it common to eat that? Or in my country, we usually eat a lot of this or a lot of that." So comparing experiences and comparing different countries and cultures as well. So family is another topic, but then we are already moving into a more dangerous field here, because then when you start talking about family, you have to be more careful and avoid asking very personal questions. So do you live by yourself? Do you have kids? So be careful what you ask when you move into family. A good idea here is to wait until your business contact gives you some info first. Oh, I've been to your country and I went there in 2005 with my family. And then you, okay, wow. So the guy has a family. And then you ask questions about his family, his or her family. So be careful when it comes to family. And also, some topics that are even more dangerous that I think should be avoided at all costs are politics, religion, money, like salary and things like that. So these are more personal things that you might have problems if you move into those topics. So I strongly recommend you don't do that. You stick to the light-hearted topics I mentioned earlier. So again, just to finish, I would like to say that the key thing here is finding common ground. And if you manage to find a common ground very quickly, then probably you will have a very enjoyable experience chatting with that person, with that business contact. And that will certainly make a difference in the deal or in the project you are involved in. So it's very important to be good at small talk, you know, or finding a common ground and then developing the conversation in that way. Yeah. So thank you very much for listening. I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can go to the webpage and add your email to the email list, and then you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using. That makes it easy for you to listen to the podcast when you're on the go, let's say when you're out there in the streets. You can listen to the podcast. And you can also send emails if you have suggestions for future episodes, topics for future episodes. Then send an email to info@followenglish.com.br. Thank you very much for listening. See you next time. Bye.